Hollywood actors are currently on strike against big video game companies like Activision, Warner Bros., and Walt Disney. They are worried about how artificial intelligence, AI, is being used in the gaming industry. This strike comes after a year and a half of talks between the companies and the Screen Actors Guild American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, SAG-AFTRA, which represents more than 2,500 video game performers. While they have made some agreements about pay and job safety, the issue of AI is still a major problem. The performers are especially concerned that generative AI could be used to copy their voices and looks. This means studios could create video game characters without paying the actors fairly. SAG-AFTRA has said that even though they have made progress on other issues, the companies haven't clearly promised to protect the actors when it comes to AI. The union made it clear that they won't agree to a contract that lets companies misuse AI at the expense of their members. In response, the video game studios claim they have already made important changes to address the union's worries. Audrey Cooling, a spokesperson for the companies, expressed disappointment when the union decided to stop negotiations. She said their offer includes important protections against AI misuse, requiring consent and fair pay for all performers involved in the Interactive Media Agreement, which covers voice and on-camera work for video games. The Interactive Media Agreement has been around since before November 2022, when the last contract ended without any protections for AI. It has been extended month by month while talks continue. Last year, SAG-AFTRA managed to secure big wins for TV and film actors, including $1 billion in new pay and benefits, along with protections against AI misuse. This strike lasted 118 days, making it the longest in the union's 90-year history. The combined strikes of actors and writers have caused major disruptions in film and TV production, leading to an estimated loss of over $6.5 billion for California. The outcome of the current strike could have a big impact on the future of performers in both gaming and entertainment.